are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into the purple padded room with the North Korean equipment, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I was supposed to have a guest today, Representative Mike Prox, but he was not able to call in because he's on the floor of the House. They're in the 24-hour rule, so they're going to be busy for the next 2 weeks. They don't have much time left, and hopefully they get some stuff done. And so today's a politics day. So if you want to call in, discuss anything about politics, local, state, whatever, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Now, yesterday morning, when I was coming back, about 7:15 in the morning from Creamer's Field, walking my two wonderful dogs that make me walk them in the morning, I was listening to the Michael Duke show, and he was bringing up Suzanne Downing's article in the Alaska Story, and he commented on the photograph of the age of the people at this Alaska Republican Convention. And I got to tell you, I thought the same thing when I first saw that photograph. You know, it was a pretty elderly group there, it looked like. And hey, I'm a senior citizen myself, but this is even elderly for me. So I thought about it, and you know, the state convention, it gets expensive. It really does. And this year, you know, I've been to many of them, and I don't worry about the expense, but I did not want to go to Kenai. I'm sorry. You know, I'll go to Anchorage. I'll go to Fairbanks. And you're going to see a lot of people that do that. So it's more of the retirees that are going to go to someplace like Kenai. Now, when we had our state convention here in Fairbanks, our district conventions, you had five districts, if not six, one location with a general meeting of people making speeches, then breakout rooms for each of the individual districts. And there's a lot of young people. And again, whenever you have like-minded people get into a group like that, of course, you're going to have energy. And Mike was asking anyone to call, and I didn't listen to the show very long because I got home, if people who were at the convention on a statewide show would call in to confirm the exuberance, I guess, of the convention. So I look at it a different way as a Republican. Am I happy with the direction? Yes, in many ways I am. But here's something that really excites me. And you have to think strategically here. I try to think strategically most of the time, but there's something on the ballot initiative that we get to vote on. And that's removing ranked choice voting. And I'm excited about that because if this time we remove it, I think they've got the right group doing it. You vote yes instead of no. Last time you had a group that didn't know what they're doing, jumped out there, got the first ballot initiative on, and he had to vote no to remove it, and that just doesn't happen very well. So anyway, if ranked choice voting is removed, it will greatly benefit the Republican Party. And why? Because everyone talks about rhinos. You know, is Lisa Murkowski one? Is Eloise, the representative out of Kodiak, one? Is Kathy Geisel one? But Once a ranked choice, if and when it is removed, it's easier to get rid of people like that because you have primaries that only Republicans get to vote and independents get to vote in their primary. Only Democrats and independents get to vote in the Democratic primary. You have a better selection instead of having everyone on the ballot and ranking it. You can have a person primaried out that doesn't hurt the Democrat cause or the Republican cause. And, you know, Republicans have started going only having one person on the ballot. But we still have the fallout from 4 years ago here in Fairbanks when you had Bart Lebaud on the ballot and you had Kelly Nash on the ballot and you had Maxine Dybert on the ballot. And Kelly spent 3 months thrashing Bart, just thrashing him. A Republican thrashing a Republican about the permanent fund dividend. And what happened? We got Maxine. Once Maxine's in there, NEA, Boost, money, not getting rid of that one anytime soon. So Fairbanks is now stuck in a leaderless, what I consider a leaderless position, because of ranked choice voting. And Republicans going after, oh, who's the most conservative or whatever. And that district, 31, is my district. It is not a conservative district. This is not Salcha. This is not Mattsu. It's also not Esther. So if you get rid of ranked choice voting, we still have the results of the pain and suffering with that. But this year, District 33, they have three people who so far have signed up to run. You have Mike Prox, who's been great, very good, well-meaning representative. You have Barbara Haney, who's going to be running, and that's going to it's going to be entertaining to watch. I'm going to tell you that right now. And then you have a liberal Democrat. And so this is going to be an entertaining race, but will one Republican do like what Kelly Nash did to the other one? And just, you know, thrash that other Republican for not being Republican enough, whatever that means. So I'm excited about the ranked choice voting on the ballot because I think this time it's going to get passed and for its removal. And I really like that. And then there's something else that's happening. And I want to thank Tammy Wilson. Very much so. She's working on getting on the ballot initiative on the local one, moving our local ballot races to the statewide races from October to November. And the only thing that what it'll do is it will increase the voter participation. So anyone who is against that, anyone who is against moving it, why would you be against better voter participation? And if you think it's going to cause a problem, then you're purposely calling our voters here in Fairbanks dumb. And shame on you. We know better. It's not going to be confusing. We get how many ballots do we get anyway? So there's an extra one or two. Oh darn. Get over it. We got this. We're Fairbanksons. I don't want to hear that crap about it. Oh, it's confusing. Sorry. You're trying to do voter suppression. That's all you're trying to do. So anyway, I'm excited about that. So, I really enjoy Michael Dukes' program in the morning. And just wanted to bring that up. And if anyone did go to that convention, of course you're going to, you know, when you have like-minded people in a place, even if it's in the Kenai Peninsula, on the Kenai, in the town of Kenai, you know, you get like-minded people, and they're optimistic. And just like when we had our district conventions here, you had all these, you had about, you know, 200 people over in one location into their breakout rooms. And everyone's optimistic. It happens once every 2 years. And you get to make changes for what your party identity is and how you do it. And that's always exciting. I've been involved for many, many years, not so much lately on a statewide basis, but people are doing it. You know, Democrats, they have theirs. The Libertarians, they don't have, or no, excuse me, Libertarians, they don't have one. And the Alaska Independence Party, they shut down, so we don't have to worry about that one. But hey, I'm excited about both the election coming up that's local and being able to vote to put our election dates on our state election date. And when the state election comes up, I'm very enthusiastic about voting to finally remove ranked choice voting. And I hope you are too. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFUR Radio. If you want to call in, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I'm in the purple padded room, but you don't have to call in. So back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
We saw a couple of vicious ice storms this winter that wreaked havoc on our local trees. That's why Eric and his crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company have been busy. As spring arrives and you start to see damaged trees around your house or property, get on their schedule now as they're already filling up for summer. However, if you've got a tree or two that needs dealing with right now, well, they always keep part of the schedule open for just such emergencies. That's the Great Alaska Tree Company. Go to greatalaskatreeco.com and get on the schedule now. That's greatalaskatreeco.com.
Slip into the brand new Bridgestone Dueler ATSN all-terrain tire from GCR. Elevate your year-round driving experience. Bridgestone Dueler ATSN delivers uncompromising traction through snow, ice, water, and gravel. Whatever Alaska's roads throw your way, the Bridgestone Dueler ATSN is designed to dominate off-road performance on your light truck, SUV, and CUV while offering a remarkably quiet ride for your everyday driving. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn.
Woo, sunshine. Come on, spring. Hey, snowbanks. Fairbanks. Les Nichols here with Fairbanks Nissan. With dry roads around the corner, it's time to start changing your winter tires out. This is the last month of buy three tires, get one for a dollar. I know we're all tired of the puns, but this is a really good deal. And we all know tire change season can be a bit hectic. If you're waiting for service and your shop is telling you June, as in Juno, it might be July, and you don't like waiting in line, schedule your appointment with Fairbanks Nissan today. And yes, we sell Nissans, but we work on all makes. Even that one you're driving right now. Speaking of snowbanks, if you have a car that's thawing out in the driveway and you're ready to get rid of it, bring it down to Fairbanks Nissan. We're buying cars. We don't need 100 used cars, but we do need 25 cars before the end of the month. The question isn't who buys the most cars. It's who's going to give you the best number for your car. I'll give you a hint. It's probably Fairbanks Nissan. So come get a great deal on new tires or a seasonal tire change. Let us make you an offer on your old ride that'll put a spring in your step and schedule your speedy service appointment online at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 65. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 45. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for showers. Daytime highs approaching 66. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We can take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning, this is Al.
Al, what you doing there, buddy? Thank you for calling in.
You were talking about retired people and government today. So, You know, I exercise my right as an Alaskan citizen to, one, submit written comments on a bill yesterday to House Resources Committee, which apparently never got into the packet because it wasn't in there today, and people seem not to be able to find it. And then, two, you know, I did oral testimony today. And it was on HB 93, which is the Who's More Alaskan bill. It's trying to eliminate retirees, mainly, from being able to purchase a resident hunting and fishing and trapping license if they're gone for more than 180 days from the state.
Wow. So no no snow geese special privileges anymore, I take it.
Yeah. And so
who's sponsoring this crap?
Representative Hemshoot from Southeast Alaska. And so Senator Rauscher submitted an amendment to the bill, which would allow for more occupations or vocations to be able to be exempt. So there's people like commercial fishermen that fish outside the 3-mile state jurisdiction that are gone for more than 180 days, mainly in the Bering Sea, participating in the big crab fisheries, pollock fisheries, and cod fisheries. You know, these are Alaskans that live here, have families here, go to school, pay taxes, vote here, have cars, registration, whole shoot match. They could come home one day and they won't be qualified for, to participate in subsistence or personal use, let alone go hunting with a resident license. I got turned down 5-2. The only two people in favor was Senator Rauscher and Senator Myers. And then they allowed public testimony, and Senator Geisel said 2 minutes. And that was like the strictest 2 minutes ever. One, you know, I have to disclose that I'm a Board of Game member since it's dealing with fish and wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, state where you're from, the whole shoot match. So you almost use up a minute giving my disclosure statement before I can get into my...
Yeah, what you want to talk about, yeah.
And then to be cut off mid-sentence, you know, everybody that testified... There was no finish your thought, you know, finish your sentence. It was just an automatic, somebody just turned your mic off. And, you know, that's why people don't like to get involved with politics. You know, you have no respect from certain legislatures. And when there's a predetermined outcome on a bill, they really don't want to hear from the public. And, you know, that this was just a classic case that just irked me. And there's people giving good testimony on both sides. But that 2 minutes was up. It didn't matter where you were in your thought or your sentence. You were shut off.
You know, were there questions available for people, for different people there to ask you? Because on the city council, we have 3 minutes. It used to be five, but it's three. And that five was well too long. But it's always, if you see someone testifying and they have something else to say, it's what I would always do is start asking them questions. Because once you ask a question, there is no time limit on the amount of time to give an answer. So was anyone asking questions?
Well, so if you participate, and I have for many years at the legislative level, it is frowned on. And I heard it just last week, in fact, in another hearing, where an actual senator had a question for somebody giving public testimony. And the chair, again, it was Kathy Geisel, goes, yeah, but make it quick.
Well, that's, you know,
and
let's just hold on there, Haas. when Kathy Geisel came back, because of ranked choice voting, a whole different animal emerged.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's not uncommon. It's not like a public board, like the Board of Fish, Board of Game, or the Board of Realtors or whatever, where somebody gets to come up and give public testimony. And I use myself for an example because, you know, I'm on the Board of Game. I'm not representing it. I'm just explaining the process.
Yeah.
When somebody gives public testimony, and we have 2 days worth of public testimony people signing up for, so there can be quite a bit. The chair always allows somebody to finish a thought, and then members of the board can ask them questions. They're not chastised for asking questions. We're encouraged to ask questions and get, you know, the thoughts and the ideas put out from whoever was testifying. But at a legislative level, they have no time for the public.
Senator Geisel, again, is not that person that she was before. once she came back. Now, my experience down there, I've been down there, and I testified in front of Senate Finance in regards to the capital request for $3 million for Fairbanks to knock down the Polaris building. And I was asked many questions.
Yeah.
You know, after my 2 minutes or whatever, I was not interrupted. You know, the 7 or 8 senators that were there, I'd say 4 of them asked me detailed questions.
Yeah.
And I responded. So it's all dependent on the chair, I guess, that I have to say.
Yeah, depending on the chair and your status within the community.
Yeah, yeah.
That's got a lot to do with if you're just Joe average.
You know, but your status should be elevated because you know the operational dictates of this, and you're used to everyone being able to, you sit through and listen to everyone's thoughts on the process.
So,
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's not uncommon, and it's just frustrating. And so, you know, sometimes you're wondering why younger people don't want to be involved in a particular party or a convention.
Yeah.
And so when you're at that level of government, it's really discouraging. It's discouraging for me, a super voter, person that deals with the Board of Fish, the Board of Game, the advisory committees, the legislative committee.
The Laundry House Gang.
The Laundry House Gang. I'm quite involved in the community.
Quite knowledgeable with your involvement.
Yeah, you know. So there's some of that too. So that's just how you get treated. And I don't see, you know, my kids are like that. I say, you know, you ought to get involved. You ought to go do something. And, you know, are you voting? And they're like, hey, let's go fishing, Dad. It's much more easier on you than relieve some of your stress that you're always under. they really don't want to get involved.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, my parents were involved in many things, and, out of their 4 kids, 2 were myself and my oldest brother were involved in many other items for the state of Alaska.
Yeah.
My little sister, not at all, not a bit. My middle brother lived in Arizona and And actually, he's with a nationwide financial company, and they're not allowed to. He couldn't even give money to me running for office, neither could his wife.
Yeah.
So there are some constraints out there depending on who you are and what you're doing. But you're right. I'm always trying to get young people involved in anything because when I was young, a lot of good people got me involved and brought me in and brought me along.
Yeah.
And you pay it back.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I try to do. And, it was people that were more senior to me that brought me along.
Yeah, exactly.
Years ago, and I grabbed hold of it and got kind of passionate about it. And you know, you can make a change if you get involved at levels. But when you get to that legislative level, wow, that's a whole different horse right there. You know, here's the other thing that was definitely pointed out in this bill this morning is, like I said, Senator Rauscher had an amendment to it to. You know, because there's situations where people may have to go work in an oil field in the Dakotas, which actually happened.
Yeah.
And people would be gone for more than 6 months, you know, come home during moose season and want to go get a moose. Well, they could be exempt under this current bill if it passes. And, you know, Senator Myers gave an own personal example of there was no work in Alaska as a truck driver. He had to go work for a company in Chicago for 6 months.
Yeah.
If this was in that, you know, if this was going on then, he wouldn't be eligible. So
now hold it. This is, you know, if I was sitting there, you know, I've only got a little bit of time before I go to a break, but this is what I'd bring up. I'd say, hold it. You're allowing a person who is now an elected official who has not been here a resident for the qualified amount of time because she came up and visited and maybe, quote, had the thought of moving to Alaska.
Yeah.
And yet a person who's lived here has a driver's license and you're putting constraints on the hunting and fishing license by the amount of time they spend in Alaska.
Yeah. So let me just finish before we get cut off.
Certainly.
The whole thing was, and the legislators pointed it out in the Senate Resources Committee, they did not want to see anybody else be eligible to receive a PFD.
Ah, I see. Okay, buddy. I appreciate your phone call, and I believe that.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We got some Steve Miller Band, is a little bit of Jungle Love bumper music. They've got some Fox News, some state news, some commercials and weather, and we will be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
News. I'm John Zossier. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth testifying before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee today about a $1.5 trillion defense budget request, and it comes as Iran continues to block ship traffic from moving through the Strait of Hormuz.
There are options for that should we go in that direction. There's a multitude of different directions if should the president seek to go that way that we're prepared to operate on.
Iran says it has closed the strait because the U.S. continues to blockade its ports. President Trump will have Iran high on the agenda as he heads to Beijing to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. U.S. Ambassador to China David Perdue tells Fox News Channel he hopes China can come to the table and help the United States in dealing with Iran.
We've opened the door for China to help us with Iran. They get 45-48% of their oil through the Straits of Hormuz.
It's affecting gas prices in the U.S. AAA says if a gallon of regular on average $4.50 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports multiple people were hospitalized Monday following a multi-residential fire in Mountain View, according to the Anchorage Fire Department. AFD stated it was working on a two-alarm fire. An online alert that went out to the public showed an address on North Clevin Street between Parson Avenue and Thompson Avenue. As of 11:34 a.m. yesterday, multiple patients were evaluated on scene, while some were transported to area hospitals for further evaluation and treatment, according to the fire department. This is a developing story, and we will update it when more information becomes available. And finally, Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Grier Hopkins, City of Fairbanks Mayor Mindy O'Neill, and City of North Pole Mayor Larry Turch are proud of the legacy of pride and love for Fairbanks. Glenn was a familiar face throughout the Fairbanks community and deeply involved in his service and caring for the place he called home.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risen Kizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease.
Control is everything to me.
Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
When it comes to great barbecue, cold drinks, and a place where everybody feels like a regular, head to Big Daddy's. From slow-cooked brisket and ribs to mouth-watering chicken and wings to ice-cold beer and good times with friends, Big Daddy's is your go-to spot for lunch, dinner, or a night out. Big flavors, friendly faces. It's the kind of place that keeps you coming back. Grab your crew and stop by Big Daddy's today. Big Daddy's, 2nd Wickersham, the northernmost southern barbecue.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. You do not have to be in the purple padded room with me, but you do have to call into the North Korean equipment. How's that for a thought? Anyway, the Republican Party, they have a convention like all other parties, Democrats, Republicans, every 2 years. We're going to take a phone call real quick. I lost that person, darn it. Hopefully they call back. But every 2 years. And, you know, it's always easy to get to Fairbanks. It's easy to get to Anchorage. Juneau starts being a problem, but it's always rotated between those three. And usually. And once in a while, they all do an outlier like Kenai. Okay, Kenai. And so if you're from Fairbanks and you're going to Kenai, okay, you got to fly down from here to Anchorage and then either fly to Kenai or drive to Kenai. If you're from Anchorage, hey, this is going down, you know, the 125 miles, whatever it is, to Kenai and getting down there. But say you're coming in from Delta or Tok, one of those areas. That's District 36. And so you got to get to Fairbanks and get to Anchorage and then get to Kenai. So it starts getting problematic on getting to a specific destination where Anchorage is easy. Anchorage is a lot of fun. People get down there the day before, go to good restaurants, go buy some good stuff, go visit friends, things like that. And so Fairbanks is the same way. People come up from Anchorage and see friends and go to different restaurants and enjoy the area that we have. So getting to Kenai is not easy, and therefore you're going to see more retirees go to something like that. They have time to invest in it. We work, I think all parties work, both Democrat and Republican, on trying to get a younger generation in and make things available to them. And we have the Young Republicans. It's a group that is, it's come in and out of existence, but it's back, and hopefully they enjoy themselves and do a few things. So anyway, what the heck. Now, why am I excited? Well, we have a local election coming up, and, you know, there's a couple of young people that are running, and I like them. I like what they're going to do, but there's also, it gives me a chance to vote against Scott Crass. You know, I'm a pioneer. And, you know, if you're going to change the name of Pioneer Park, just do it. But don't make it sound that it's racist, it's a racist name, that we're racist. You didn't have to do that, but you did it. You know, stupid is as stupid does. Scott Crass, you lived up to your name. You going to take a phone call here? Good morning. You're on KFUR Radio, and your name is? Hello? Hello? Yeah. That dropped. That got dropped. Okay. Anyway. So, and at the same time, you know, you look at the Perot government, and you've had Greer Hopkins there for 2 years now. And for 2 years, he's given a budget that has a deficit. The school district has to give a balanced budget to the borough. The city of Fairbanks has to have a balanced budget to be voted on. State of Alaska has to have a balanced budget. I'm going to take the phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hello, it's Lee out of Denali.
Hello, Lee out of Denali. How are you today?
Very well, my friend. And thank you for bringing up a subject that's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. And I'm glad that you brought up that you've got a candidate for the upcoming election, which I will not name because he's a scoundrel and needs to be recognized as one for utilizing so-called racism as a basically pretending that he wants to do something to change the name of what is an iconic portion of what is the greater Fairbanks area, and in particular, historic Fairbanks, for no good reason in particular other than his personal assessments. And I would hope that people, especially the younger generation that you've touched on today, will realize exactly what type of scoundrel he and others like him are when it comes to wanting public office.
Yeah.
Because if they have these personal grudges, then they will use public office to go after people utilizing personal grudges as their motivation and their action focus. I want to see people talking about schools. I want to see people talking about getting our dilapidated infrastructure upgraded. I want to see folks trying to come up with ways to get us to interact in a positive way, as opposed to this situation we found ourselves in where the two-party system is bound and determined to self-destruct.
Very true.
And I'm very concerned about that, because the younger generation is actually abstaining from much of the political process in many ways, or worse than that, they're taking on the connotation of those that have the gravitas to go to negativity as the only means of communication, and that cannot be tolerated for very long. Because I've heard people speak that we're basically in a form of conflict that is not civil war, but it is destructive on a level of civil war from a social interaction standpoint. In other words, we want to conflict with each other in one degree or another for the sole purpose of conflict, not problem resolution. And if you look around, in many ways that's the case, and certainly not with the masses, but with the vocal minorities that portend there's bigger problems than there really are. True. Again, my friend, you've touched on some great things, and I want you to continue because your voice is heard. But most importantly, I want folks in the audience to hear what you're saying, because ultimately, we've got some harsh decisions that need to be made in the very near future. And taxing everybody just for the sake of taxing them is not the solution. Nobody else is more deserving of my money than I am.
Absolutely right.
And it's up to me to give to people that I think they're in need, not the other way around, where people take from me to give to those that supposedly are in need. But you want to know something? They're always in need. They never get out of being in need. And worse than that, when you got a politician that tells you how he can spend your money better than you can, that's the guy you don't want to have in office.
And what gets me is they're spending more money than they're taking in. Second year in a row. And they get to do that.
Well, I haven't figured out exactly how government gave itself the authority to take our money and piss it away, and then demand more, and then piss it away, and then demand ever more, and there's no consequences. You know, and the lunacy of it is, if you keep putting poor decision makers into political office on a rotating schedule, then it will only get worse.
There you go.
People think property taxes are bad now. Oh, by the way, that is highway robbery. There is no entitlement to property taxes. It's my property. It's not the government's, and I don't get to pay rent on my property to the government just because they said so. And that's become a real problem with me, because right now, I'll tell everybody publicly, Denali Borough has no property taxes, yet I got jack wagons that come in here from Colorado and every other state that steals the money right off of your plate, trying to get that enacted.
You know, yeah. What is it about, you know, people leave California for a reason, yet they go to another state and they try and make that like California.
Yep. Well, I've had people that want to come in, and here's the beauty of it. We had a family that came in, and they had some folks that needed special assistance, and the community developed all the effort that we could to support that family. And going back a few years, this one of the family members, one of the adults in the family, came to a borough meeting and said, you know, we need to spend money on walkways, sidewalks, and we need to have street lamps, and we need to have all these different things. And the question was, how did you get here, and where did you come from? And, well, I come from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Did they have street lights there? Did they have sidewalks there? Yes. Well, then maybe you should go back. Because you left everything you said you want.
There you
go.
How does
that work?
Yeah.
And why do we owe you any of this? So that's the portion I'm making, my friend, is that everybody else's wants is great. But if you don't have consistency in a community saying, yes, we need that. And when I say consistency, if you don't have more than 75% of the population that actually pays the bills saying that, then it should not pass.
True. Hey, I got to take a break. Thank you for the phone call. You have a great day there, okay?
Yes, sir. You as well.
You too. Bye. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
May is Better Hearing Month, and the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center is celebrating by partnering with Summit Coffee Company. Every day in May, we're picking up the tab for four lucky customers. Locate our special sticker on your hot drink to easily scan the QR code to win even more. Snap a photo of your cup and tag and follow Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center on Facebook, and you'll be entered to win a pair of AirPods. Celebrate Better Hearing Month with a treat from your friends at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. Stay connected at fairbankshearing.com.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. The Alaska Army National Guard responds quickly to emergencies and helps citizens in need. With so much amazing territory to watch over, first responders depend on the Alaska Army National Guard helicopters and air crews for critical search and rescue missions, fighting wildfires, as well as transport to hard-to-reach areas. Soldiers also help local communities recover from the damage caused by storms and floods. Your service will also provide education benefits. The Alaska Army National Guard has several assistance programs to help pay tuition costs and other educational expenses so you can get the education needed to reach your career goals. And you can go to school full-time while serving part-time. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at nationalguard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 65. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 45. Slight chance of rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 66. A blend of clouds and sun. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Going to take a call here that's been hanging out for a bit. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
It is Craig. Dave, how are you doing?
Very good, Mr. C. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, just enjoying getting up and doing some of my own projects.
Well,
5:30.
Okay. Well, you heard Al's discussion there on if you're gone for so long, you know, you lose your hunting and fishing rights.
But I go back and forth, so I just I'm back a month or two at a time. So, but I'm here till hunting season's over for sure. From May.
Okay. When does your hunting season start?
Middle of August, usually 10th or 12th of August, caribou season starts on the good pasture, and then moose season is the first 15 days. That's usually where I hunt.
Of September?
It's been poor the last two or three years just because of the midwinter rains we got, three years ago, just devastated the moose population with the predators being able to
get them.
People, they run like they're on a basketball court, and those poor moose couldn't move and couldn't eat right because of the crusty snow and bleeding legs and the whole works. But it all comes around. It'll get better again. It takes a while.
When do you start going up to good pasture?
I'm going Saturday.
Ice out and all ready to go.
Yeah, I called earlier. I was getting my boat all ready, cleaning it out, getting it serviced, and getting ready to go. So, I left the cooler in there. Forgot to take one cooler out of the boat. It's pretty ripe.
Sounds like a job for a grandkid.
Yeah, that's right. They're a little young yet, but they're getting there. Well, not some of them aren't. But
you taking any of your grandkids with you up to a good pasture?
Yeah, not this trip. We're going up on a work trip, but yeah, I'll be taking them up fishing. They love it. I got one that's three, and he's just really into fishing, so that's gonna be fun. Hey, when you were gone, I hosted your show, and
yeah.
I don't know if you heard the practical joke we pulled on Satterberg on the air.
Craig, no, but go ahead and tell us.
Oh, it's great. So we had him come on. It was me and Spitzer, Eric, Captain Spitzer, and Coke Wallace were on the show, and I said, hey, Bill, come on over, get on the back half of the show. I got a surprise for you. So Bill came over, And while he was on the show, we admitted to a practical joke that I initiated. You know the wall of shame at Century Hardware with all the pictures of the thieves on,
yeah.
on the window?
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a picture of Satterberg about a week earlier and pinned it, taped it up on the outside amongst all the thieves.
Legal services, call me.
No, it wasn't that. He was, I found a serious picture of him, and he was amongst all the hooded meth heads that were on the wall as if he stole a pair of hip boots from Century or something.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we showed him pictures on the air, and he did tell me later, you know, that was a little over the top. You'd be pretty bad.
Craig, when have you been under the top on your jokes?
Yeah, that's right. My problem is, if I have an idea like that, I had that idea, and I need to call and run it by somebody, and for whatever reason, I called Bernie Carl. And he
Craig! Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're hiding behind the okay of Bernie Carl. Right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you about something. You're in there. Everybody noticed the price of groceries are up over the years considerably. It's just crazy what it costs. Even you want a little tray of blackberry or blueberry blackberries. They're like, they come out to about 30 cents a piece, I figured out.
Eggs are down. I bought 18 eggs for less than $3 the other day.
Not from a grocery store.
Yeah. Fred Meyer's, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. That was a deal. But you know what? You wonder what prices would be like if we weren't spending, or if we weren't 48 million people on food stamps. 48 million. And I looked it up. The first year food stamps came out under Lyndon Johnson, it was $64. I mean, $75 million was the budget. And today it's over $101 billion, which is 1,333 times as much as when the good-hearted, well-meaning program started out. And I'm not saying there isn't a need for it. There certainly is a need to help people when they're, you know, in between jobs or can't work or, you know, single moms and stuff like that. But it is. I think people are taking advantage of it. I think it's so.
So basically, if we have say. If we round the numbers up, we have 350 million people in the U.S., and if you have 48 million people on food stamps, you have 15% of the population on food stamps, that I would say that 51% of the taxpayers pay for.
Yeah.
You look at it that way.
Like I said, and that's just one example of a program that gets taken advantage of. And I mean, you know, there's people that are physically able to work and can work, and they, you know, they've got some, invent some disability if it's, you know, something that other people in the past had powered through, and, you know, you just do what you
can. Well, yeah, also, you know, it seems like they always, a government will spend money to silence a squeaky wheel. And what I mean by that is the money that the state spent in Fairbanks on bike paths, you know, down Barnett Street.
Yep.
You know, this, and we're going, and we're just waiting for anyone to use it.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's a lot of well-intentioned things that are just fiscally stupid.
Yeah.
You know, they don't think it out. There's, it's just ridiculous to me, Dave, that the amount of waste and money that's out there. And I mean, they finally, this administration nationally is trying to put the brakes on it, but it's so big. And it's so corrupt. And you look at this corruption in Minnesota and the billions of dollars just in one state that are just were stolen from taxpayers.
Yeah.
Absolutely stolen.
And then they're looking at on the south side of the Chena River, there across from Pioneer Park, putting in a bike path. When you have one on the north side, and it's like a $7 million cost. And you say to yourself, are you nuts?
Yeah.
I mean, the public isn't crying for this, except for a few people in government want to spend money. Hey, I got to take another phone call here, buddy.
Okay, you're good.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
David, this is your friend Tommy from the 13 Mile Beer Table up on the...
Oh, man. You know, guess how many steps I did on that marathon?
But, over enough to get to the moon and back.
57,000 steps.
Do you realize that you could come back to the Esther Dome someday? You don't have to walk it or run it?
That was a one-and-done run or a walk or whatever you want to call it.
We're going to call you a cab and get you up here for this year's race. Hey, David, earlier, thank you for your program. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it. Earlier, I believe you stated that a Democrat is going to run against Representative Prax.
Yeah, there's a person who's already signed up. I believe she's a Democrat, and
I think you're wrong because I attended their meeting, and a nice woman stood up and said she was going to run against Representative Prax, who's run unopposed three times, if I'm correct. And the crowd cheered, and then I had the nerve to ask this person if she were a Democrat, and she politely declined to be a Democrat, which I could understand. So you may want to double-check on that. To my knowledge, I don't believe the interior Democrats are clever enough to recruit candidates or register voters.
Ah, well, there's three people. There's going to be three people running, I believe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure none are a Democrat, unless that third person changed their voter registration from whatever she said she was to a Democrat, which I doubt.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what comes out.
All right, we'll be enjoying your show. Thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you. You have a great day. Appreciate it.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye. And, you know, you meet wonderful people that you never forget, and the gentleman there, Tom. I met him twice on the trail when I was going uphill, at mile 13, and then coming down the hill at mile about 18, you know, which is about 300 yards to the south. The downhill trail was. So anyway, great guy. He still brings it up. And he on the way down, he gave me a Guinness beer. And I still remember that. Going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy. And as you know, a lot of people were confused back in 2024 when they tried to vote to get rid of ranked choice voting because a lot of people were confused whether to vote yes or no.
Yeah.
And the answer is that they were supposed to vote yes to get rid of it, but the same thing goes for this year when they vote. They're supposed to vote yes to get rid of it. So
last time you had to vote no to get rid of it. This time you had to get to vote yes. Yeah, so hopefully it won't be as confusing.
What'd you just say?
Last time you had to vote no to get rid of it.
No, that's not right. You had to vote yes.
You see, it's confusing already.
Right. You had to vote yes in 2024, and you have to vote yes again in 2026 to get rid of it. So the confusion could still be there. But
just vote yes. I've got another phone call coming in, okay, Randy?
Okay. Bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, Dave. It's Craig again. But
hello, Craig again.
Something. Yeah. Randy reminded me of something. And Will Stapp gets the credit for this. I thought it was wonderful. I don't know why they're not using it on the ranked choice voting, but his message is stop the mess, vote yes. So that's what people need to remember. That's got to be the slogan. Stop the mess, vote yes. And that gets rid of it.
Hey, have you ever done the Equinox Marathon?
I did it once. Yep. And I was in first place for about 200 yards.
You were a contender for a while.
I just smoked everybody for maybe 300 yards.
How old were you?
People just, I was kind of 12, 13.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah.
I've done it once, and it was a one and done, and I finally went and did it. That's where I met Tom out there at mile 13, about mile 18.
Yeah, no, I did it once, too, and I never did it again. Not my thing.
Okay, buddy, you have a great day. I got to sign off here. Bye.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Yep. You know, Fairbanks, I got to thank you for helping me out here. A great show today. Great people calling in, some good subjects. You know, got corrected a few times by Tom and by Randy, and I'm all fine with that, as you can tell. And I'd rather bring up the item than not bring up the item, and that way we get a little bit of people talking about the item. So, hey, you have a great day. Tomorrow I got Randy Zarke on, and we're going to be talking about the late, great Bill Stroker. Anyway, you have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.